Just about 12 minutes after 8 o'clock, it is a Tuesday morning, and that can only mean one thing and one thing alone, and we are joined by Lisa Wilson from the Independence Chamber of Commerce with a wealth, I mean a veritable wealth, a cornucopia, if you will, of information about things going up yonder at the county seat. How are you this morning, young lady?
I'm doing well.
How was your Memorial Day?
I had a great time. Mm-hmm. And my sister was in town from Western Kansas.
And over yonder liberal way.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. So we enjoyed having her with us. And it was nice to have that extra day, except that today I'm totally thrown off.
Mm-hmm.
It is not Tuesday.
Well, it is for me because I was here yesterday.
Oh, okay.
You fancy schmancy people out there with your days off. Ha! Old Bill was in here with his shoulder to the wheel and nose to the grindstone. Can you see the scrapes on my nose from being on the grindstone? But anyway, I like doing it. I mean, what else am I going to do? I'm going to sit at home with my leg up on the recliner with a cat standing on my chest looking at me. Why aren't you feeding me? This is my life. So you got a bunch
for
of stuff.
For the next few, what? How many more weeks?
It's supposed to be 3 months before this boot comes off. And then Dr. Menon is going back in there to take out 2 of the screws that are in there so that they don't interfere with the motion of my ankle.
Right.
They're there now to stabilize everything, but I won't need them after 3 months. So then there'll be a short amount of healing after that. I do believe that my chances for the NFL this year have been laid to
they're
the side.
Yeah.
I'm just not going to make it. By the time training camp starts, I'll still be wearing this thing. And I know the Packers were counting on me this year, but I'm just going to have to.
There's next year, though.
There's always next year. I'll be the oldest guy in rookie camp. So we got a bunch of stuff here. What's going on?
Yes, so lots of things are happening in Independence. I thought I would just kind of give everyone a little rundown of some fun things to do. It is Tuesday.
All day.
That's right, yeah. All day. And tomorrow is Wednesday, all day.
Amazing how that works, isn't it? You look at the calendar and they just follow each other. Yeah.
It's amazing how that is.
It is.
So I always like to mention this only because it's you know, it's just something fun and unique and unusual for a small Kansas community like Independence, that we have so much musical entertainment.
Amen.
And so many great places to eat in our community. You know, sometimes we sit around and we go, there's nowhere to go, and we need someplace new. And, you know, while we always want what we don't have, we have so much.
Yeah, the grass is always greener, except when you live someplace where the grass couldn't get any greener. It's just absolutely gorgeous green, like Independence.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. So tomorrow night at Dickie's Barbecue Pit, 6:30 in the evening, Alicia Kay from Northeastern Oklahoma will be the singer who will be performing kind of during blues and barbecue.
Mm.
And actually, it's not going to be blues, though. It's country and gospel that she usually sings.
That goes well with barbecue as well, though.
I know.
Yeah.
Any kind of music goes
with
barbecue.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah.
So if you're looking for a great excuse not to cook dinner tomorrow evening, check out Dickie's Barbecue. And along with that great meal, you're going to have some great music by Alicia Kay. On Wednesday and Thursday and the first Saturday of the month, which would be, what, this Saturday?
This coming Saturday,
yes.
Correct.
Lots of things are happening at the brewery. Musical bingo Wednesday at 7 o'clock, trivia night Thursday at 7 o'clock, and beer yoga on the first Saturday morning of the month, which would be June the 4th, this week at 10:45. You can bring your mat and do some yoga, have some beer, enjoy yourself.
I'm just trying to picture this. Downward facing dog with a mug with a stein in my
it's
hand.
It's the best of both worlds,
really,
I guess.
There you go. Well, the best of one world, anyway.
And then Tracy and the Time Travelers will be performing Friday, June the 10th. So you want to get that on your calendar. They will start playing, I think, around 7:30 at the brewery. And they're a great band. They play at the brewery quite often. They played at Uncle Jack's a few weeks ago, I think on May the 20th. So they're out and about.
I take it by their name, they sort of a classic genre,
yes,
like classic rock,
yeah,
classic country?
No, not country.
Classic rock.
Yes.
Okay.
And so great music and a local band. And so put it on your calendar for Friday, June the 10th. And then John Hamblin plays the acoustic guitar at Brothers Railroad Inn every Thursday at 7 o'clock. That's always a fun night to eat at Brothers. Karaoke Friday night at Turbo Sports Bar and Grill. All the fun starts around 9 o'clock.
As soon as I heal up a little bit more.
You're going to go.
Oh, yeah. I've been ordered.
Okay.
She says, I hear you on there talking with that Lisa lady about karaoke up in Independence. When are we going? Well, the doctor said I'm not even supposed to put. I don't care what the doctor said. When are we going? She loves me.
You know, ask her, does she watch the show? What is it? Name That Lyric?
Yeah, that's one of those Don't Forget the Lyrics or something like that. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I love that. I watched that. I don't watch very much TV, but I went over to eat dinner with my mom last night.
Right.
And she loves those shows.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a really great contestant on there. It made me think the contestant had to be a great karaoke person.
My wife's memory of music, of the famous and the obscure, is incredible. Sometimes she can't remember to scrape off her dish when she's done eating dinner, but she can sing a lyric of a song that came out in 1972 that I've never heard of.
Well, she should try out for this show.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
There's $1 million at stake.
Well, $1 million?
Yes.
You'll never see me again.
Last night won $75,000 just by singing along. So, plus, she had a great voice. Monday night is bingo at the VFW, so they didn't have it yesterday for obvious reasons.
Right.
It was the holiday, but they will start back up next Monday evening. Doors open at 5, games start at 7. Bingo packs are only $7, and you can buy more. They give out lots of prize money. And then I do want to point out, again, at the VFW, it's hamburger night this week. Well, it'll be next week. No, it's this
first
week.
Wednesday
first
will be
Wednesday,
actually, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And June the 1st, yes, tomorrow. And they have great hamburgers, and they do like a dessert auction, and they raise money. And I believe they raise money from time to time to support the Flag Project in downtown Independence. So all the money goes to a great cause. Support the VFW and our veterans. Mark your calendar for the fourth Friday of the month. Say that three times.
We got the first Friday coming up this Friday.
It'll be coming up. Yeah, it'll be coming up June the 24th. So I wanted to give everyone a heads up. Put that on your calendar. Glow in the dark, miniature golf. Tickets are $5. They'll have concessions available. They have drawings for miniature golf tickets and Love Indy bracelets and all kinds of fun. So I've got to go out there and check that out.
Mm-hmm.
I've been out there and I've never played. But I've been out there when they have been playing, and it looks like a lot of fun. But I do want to go and participate.
How is your miniature golf game? I mean,
not so good.
Not so good?
Okay. No, but hey, I'm not out there to
You're not out there to impress anybody. You're just out there having fun.
That's
right.
That's right. Independence Farmers and Makers Market is open every Saturday, 7:30 to 11, and every Thursday from 4 to 7, right behind Annie Mae's Coffee Shop. Oh, my gosh. I was there last weekend, and I got the most amazing bread. It was sourdough bread and a cheesy garlic bread.
Oh, my.
It was incredible.
Bread is so underrated. People don't know, just don't think about how good a good bread is.
Yes. And you know you have a good bread when it only lasts a few days.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's almost like a dessert.
Bread that lasts a lifetime.
Right.
Yeah.
Put a little strawberry jam on there.
Oh, my
now
gosh.
We're talking.
They have great jams and jellies there. They have this amazing jalapeno jelly.
Nah.
And, oh, it's so good.
I'm not a jalapeno guy.
Oh, you're not?
I'm not much in favor of eating food that causes pain.
A sweet jalapeno jelly, though.
Oh, no, it's
really
sweet
good.
While it burns your tongue.
Oh, now, it's good. And also, we got cinnamon rolls.
Oh, there you go.
Were almost the best cinnamon rolls we have ever had.
Yeah.
And I got some wonderful lettuce and radishes for a salad that we made over the holiday weekend. And what in the world? Oh, and an apple pie.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, my goodness. So many great things at the farmer's market. You definitely want to check that out. And again, every Saturday, 7:30 to 11, and every Thursday from 4 to 7.
Mm-hmm.
So we went to the market on Saturday. And then when we were done with that, we went and cleaned up, picked up trash down at the South 10th Park, South 10th Street Park and Disc Golf Course, right kind of before the railroad tracks for those who are familiar with that area. And this Saturday at 9 o'clock, we're going to pick up trash in our park and zoo.
It's the litter getters, right?
That's right, yeah. Litter getters.
Did you enlist your
getter some litter.
Did you enlist your family that was visiting into that effort? Or
no, they did not help me with that. They went to the farmer's market, but they did not go pick up trash.
Lazy people.
They were on vacation.
Well, yeah, sure.
So we're going to meet at the park oval, and we're going to just split up and cover the park area. We're probably going to go down by the band shell because this evening is the Mid-Continent Band I'll be talking about in a little bit. But we just want to make sure we've got it all cleaned up and looking nice for the season, and we'll rotate through the park every 4 weeks. So again, that's 9 to 10 this Saturday. One quick hour. If you're kids listening to this radio station,
kids love us.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, we're number one among the kids.
Well, they have to have community service hours.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are listening and you need community service hours, or you're a parent and you know your child's going to need those community service hours, this is a great way to hammer some hours out this summer. And then during the school year, you don't have to worry about
it. Is that part of their curriculum, community service hours?
Like, yes, I believe they have to have five hours a year.
It sounds like something you get tagged with a misdemeanor, but
no, this is real. This is
I mean, it's a great idea. I love the idea of it, but I don't think I've ever heard of it before.
Really? There are a lot of schools that require community service and service learning just to get them out and giving back to the community that has given so much to them.
It's a great idea.
Sponsoring their sports teams and their theater and debate and things and really just giving back to the community. They have to have 20 hours to graduate, so that's 5 hours every year from 9th through 12th, and then they get special recognition for over 100 hours. So, yes, I think all the area schools.
I'm all in favor of that.
Yes, it's great. So, let's see. The swimming pool opened up this weekend. It was supposed to open up, I think, on Friday, but they had some, I don't know if it's issues with the pool or weather related, but they did not open up until yesterday. And sun was out. Lots of people were in the pool.
And now it's going to start raining again.
And I know. Doggone it. And I don't, I was looking, I think it's later in the afternoon.
Afternoon, all day tomorrow, and maybe a little bit into Thursday.
Good grief. Yeah.
We haven't had enough rain. We need more rain.
So, well, the pool is open as long as it's not raining and below 70 degrees, I think. Admission is $4. They're open Saturday through Wednesday from 1 to 6, Thursdays and Fridays from 1 to 7. And then Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays from 4 to 6. Those last couple hours you get in for half price. And Thursdays and Fridays are family night from 5 to 7. And for those couple of hours, you can get in a family of 5 for $5. So that's $1 a piece. And if you have a family of 6, 7, or 8, then it's $6, $7, or $8. One extra dollar for every person. So mark that on your calendar for something fun to do. I want to remind everyone the summer hours for the train, carousel, and miniature golf are in motion right now. So train rides are 50 cents. Carousel rides are a nickel. You can play that round of miniature golf when the sun's up for $2. The sun's down, $5. And they're open Thursdays and Fridays from 11 to 1, and then again in the evenings from 6 to 8:30. And then on Saturdays and Sundays from 1 to 8:30. So lots of fun out in the park and zoo.
And low-cost fun.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm.
And another fun thing in our beautiful park is Mid-Continent Band. They're all tuned up and ready to perform tonight. The band will play throughout the summer on Tuesday evenings at Riverside Park, Hilly Bandshell at 7 o'clock. Tonight, the band will be conducted by Bridget Carson. She's an amazingly talented musician, and she will be directing the band tonight. They play lots of marches and just great concert music from time to time. They might have a little theme, and then I'll give you some more information later on because we'll have a kids' night later in the summer where we do some face painting and pass out glow-in-the-dark bracelets and popsicles, just something fun because it is a great night of music for the entire family. And it starts at 7, so you can even, you know, go grab dinner and have a picnic and then enjoy the
I was supposed to be in the Coffeyville Municipal Band this summer.
And because you play the tuba,
I played the tuba, right. And the day after David Higgins gave me the tuba, that's when I hurt myself. So I don't know if the two events are connected, but I think I consider the tuba as cursed at this point.
Well, maybe as you progress and heal, you can prop your leg up.
I've got to get to the point where I can actually lift it and carry it from place to place.
No kidding.
Because that's a piece of plumbing, let me tell you. Yeah, the piccolo.
You can just stick it in your back pocket.
Yeah.
Here's something fun that I want everyone to know about. Sherwin-Williams is giving back to the youth of our community by doing a school supply and hygiene drive, which starts tomorrow, and it's going to run all the way through the beginning of August, August the 1st, and you drop off your unopened items at 1802 West Main Street. That's the location of Sherwin-Williams in Independence, and all the donations go to USD 446 students.
Now, as they say, school supply, that's pretty self-explanatory. Hygiene drives, what sort of stuff are they looking for specifically? Do you know?
Toothpaste and deodorant and shower gel and shampoo, conditioner, hair brushes, disposable razors, feminine products, hair ties, chapstick, you know, underwear, socks. Mm-hmm. They're taking it all.
Somebody gave
These
me
kids
a,
need it.
Somebody gave me a comb once. Now I never part with it. It's a visual joke.
Okay. So, yeah. Radio guy by day, comedian by night.
Well, marginally successful at each endeavor.
Hey, we talked about yoga earlier
Beer
at the
yoga.
Brewery.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, so we also have yoga at the zoo. I think I misspoke last week and said that it was at the fountain. So if you were listening, ignore that. Yoga at the zoo, and it kicks off Tuesday the 7th. So that's next week. Get there about 5:45 and probably... about 6:30, they're going to wrap it up, and it'll be every Tuesday through September in the zoo area. There's no charge, but they're hoping that you'll make a donation to Four Paws, which is the Park and Zoos Foundation, Friends of Riverside Park and Zoo.
And I can only imagine how entertaining this is for the animals.
Yeah.
To see all these people engaging in yoga.
So all the monkeys on Monkey Island, and yes.
Look
at
those
idiots. But you know what? What a fun place to do yoga. I mean, just to do anything.
Right.
Our zoo area is so tranquil, and you hear those birds, and you see the monkeys and the bears.
And then there's the space neon lion that y'all decided on.
That's right. You can spot them from far away.
Yeah.
And then another thing that's actually happening out in the park would be every Thursday starting June the 2nd. So that's this week through July 28th. First Assembly of God is hosting a kids club, and it's for kiddos 6 to 12. It's a north end of the Oval, which is actually right there by the Bandshell area, at Riverside Park from 11:30 to 1. They're going to provide lunch and games. They're going to teach sign language, read Bible stories, and lots more. So if you need more information about that, call Pastor Bo at 817-845-7916. And it's just a great opportunity for if you're looking for something for the kids to do extra and different. Get them out to kids
Something
club.
Life affirming.
Yes, yeah. And it's well, and it's free, and can be around. I mean, I'm sure it's gonna be well organized. Be around lots of other kids, and get them out of the house. Get them away from the TV and all of that. So, First Friday's this week, and it's being sponsored by Hometown Healthcare. If you don't know what First Friday is, it's a gathering that we do at the Civic Center every first Friday of the month, 7:30 in the morning. Free coffee and muffins from Annie Mae's because our sponsor pays for that. It's completely open to the public. We encourage everyone to come. We push it out on YouTube. It's on Facebook Live. And we usually have about four speakers, and they speak about lots of different things going on in the community. Very, very eclectic mix of speakers, but really good, accurate information that we want people to know about. And then at the end, we have some shout-outs where people can come up and they give a little 30-second shout-out about things that are happening in the community. So that's always fun. We have four great speakers lined up. Scott Patton from the Park and Zoo. We've been talking lots about the Park and Zoo this morning. He'll be there to give a facilities update. And then the assistant high school principal, Michael McCambridge, is going to share information about a new mentoring program in Jefferson School, 3rd through 5th, and the middle school, 6th through 8th, is where they're going to start this program. And it's called Teammates, and it's basically an in-school mentoring program where you get matched up with a child and hopefully stay with that child as they progress all the way up to graduation, helping to build those relationships with our community and our youth. High school senior Bryn Birdie is preparing to compete in the Miss Kansas pageant in Pratt, Kansas. That's just a hop, skip, and a jump from Liberal. And so we're going to listen to her speak about her platform. And then wrapping up the presentation will be our high school valedictorian, Jude Stafford, who is on his way to Harvard University this fall. He's going to talk about the admission process.
Couldn't get into a good school, huh?
I know. It's so sad. Yeah. So we're very, very excited
about Jude's going to Harvard.
I know.
Excellent.
Very excited for him. And he's a great speaker. And I believe he wants to even come back to Independence after graduation. Mm-hmm. So that speaks well for our community and our county. These young people are wanting to go off, spread their wings, and eventually come
and
back.
And come back here to roost.
Yeah, that's right. And so, again, First Friday is this Friday, 7:30 in the morning. Everyone is welcome. The event is free. We hope to see you there. And then next week on Wednesday, June the 8th, Gavin Webster from Edward Jones will be presenting on behalf of the Young Professionals of Independence a lunch and learn on the basics of financial planning. And this is open to members and non-members, and lunch is free. So if you are listening or you are an employer and you have young professionals in the workplace that are between the ages of 21 and 40-ish, is kind of what we say, you are invited. Again, next Wednesday, Dickie's at noon for some great financial information from Gavin Webster of Edward Jones. And we just encourage everyone to participate in that. You know, we have a lot of young people that are moving to the area, and we want to engage them. We want to give them something they can call their own. And Young Professionals of Independence, which we call YPI, is a program under the Chamber of Commerce mm-hmm. that we work hard to keep these young people involved and connected. And
that's how a community grows.
I know. Mm-hmm. I know. You've got that next generation of leaders. Independence Children's Summer Theater is gearing up for fun, talented-filled summer. They have three amazing productions lined up, June 10th, 11th, and 12th, so that's next week. The Wizard of Oz, the deleted scene, will be performed. Following that, on the 17th through the 19th, is Disney's Frozen Jr. And last but not least, Legally Blonde Jr. will be on the stage on June the 24th through the 26th. This is Legally Blonde Jr., the musical, and these are all Friday and Saturday performances that start at 7, and they have Sunday matinees at 2 on the stage of the William Inge Theater. So, and you should go. You would be amazed at the talent in our youth.
Right.
We have such a strong theater program from the time they're in, you know, first grade or younger all the way up. So, lots of
I'm
talent.
I'm a big proponent of that too. Getting kids involved in the arts.
I know. Yeah. I know. And you know, it takes a lot of time and effort. There are a lot of adults that mm-hmm. work with these kids for long hours during the month. As soon as they get out of school, I mean, they're working every day to be able to perform these productions on stage. And when you see them, you would think they've been practicing for weeks and weeks mm-hmm. and weeks. And the staging and the costuming is incredible. So I encourage everyone to go. And then just wrapping it up, we have Metal Arc Lounge, and that's patterned after, the Bluebird Cafe in
right.
Nashville, Tennessee. And this month we will have award winner Rodney Lay Jr., who's actually from Coffeyville, special guest Donnie Miller, 16-year-old Dylan Keene, and a regular community favorite Chris Mitchell. This concert includes diverse music, including some country music, gospel music, blues. It will be at the Independence Historical Museum on Saturday the 11th. So that's not what this Saturday, but the next Saturday.
Following Saturday,
at
right.
7 o'clock in the evening. Tickets are $20, and there'll be some like hors d'oeuvres, refreshments that are served. If you have, if you need more information about that, want to buy a ticket, call 331-3515. And the museum will get you all connected. And then mark your calendar for the 17th. That'll be the third Friday of the month from 6 to 8 in downtown Independence is All Wheels Night. And lots of cars will be shined up and ready to show off starting at 6 o'clock right in front of Dickie's Barbecue Pit. And they will have some live music that night as well. And then about 8 o'clock, all the cars pull out for an old-fashioned cruise.
These things always remind me of American Graffiti. Remember
That's
that
right.
movie?
Yeah. So, and, oh my gosh, what's John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John.
Oh, Grease.
Grease, yeah.
Grease is the word, yeah. Is the word that you've heard is so cool, is so groovy.
But it reminds me of that, mm-hmm. too, when they all get in their cars mm-hmm. and they're, you know.
Grease Lightning.
Yeah,
that song.
That's right. Yeah. But there will be no Grease Lightning down the down Penn Avenue. Everybody better keep it. Keep it low and slow.
Keep all four wheels on the pavement, right?
That's right. And then last but not least, I want to give a shout out to a new business that is servicing the Independence area. We're going to have a ribbon cutting today at 1 o'clock for Patriot Pest Control. They do pest and termite inspection, owned by Andrew Whitley, and he is a young professional. And again, that ribbon cutting will be at 1 o'clock on the steps of Memorial Hall. And I say that not to necessarily, you know, plug a business. I guess I did, but I say it because we have young people in our town who are starting up businesses. They're entrepreneurs, and it's encouraging
that's
when
like
you see
that. Like I said, it's how a community grows.
Yes.
Young people investing their time and their money into the community, and then it helps everybody.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yes. And so shout out to Andrew Whitley and Patriot Pest Control. And last but not least, the 4th of July will be here before we know it. And Jim Kelly is once again raising money for our fireworks show, which will be on the 4th of July. I believe it starts around 9:30. And we'll talk about that later. But right now we got to raise some money. And we need $19,750. And, you know, we're just creeping up on about $2,000 right now. So I know Jim has his regular donors, and he's going to be visiting with them. And I know that we'll get close to the goal. But this is, I believe, the last year that he's going to do this.
Right, he's retiring.
And he has done the fireworks, the raising of the money for the fireworks display for like 30-some years. And I think we should do Jim a huge favor, and we should reach into our pocketbooks and our checkbooks and make it easy for him to raise this money this year. Make him call us. Call him.
Yeah. Is there a website or?
You can drop your check off at the Community National Bank drive-thru. You can drop it off at the Chamber of Commerce, and we'll get it to Jim as well. And we will be putting out a social media post with the mailing address that you can stick it in the mail. But, you know, you can just drive through the CMB drive-through and stick it in one of those canisters.
Let's make his last one the biggest and the best yet.
That's right. Yeah. And the easiest, mm-hmm. you know. It's a lot of work, a lot of time and effort. He's
right.
A busy guy. And
you enjoy it. I mean, it's not something that you're being asked to help with that you're not going to enjoy yourself. So grab the checkbook. Get
that's
a pen.
That's
a lot of zeros
all,
in there.
There you go.
Before the decimal.
Because that night, we all do enjoy those fireworks every single year. So, and every little dollar counts. So if it's a child's dollar, if it's somebody's $25, if it's someone else's $100, or if it's a corporate donation of $1,000, every bit of it helps. And we should all kick in a little bit where we can.
All right, Lisa. Well, thanks for joining us and getting us up to date on everything happening up in the beautiful little town of Independence. And, of course, we'll get together next week. Same time, same bat time, same bat channel.
No, not same time.
Oh, that's right. This is the first time of the week.
Different
so you're,
bat time.
You're
I'll
in
be here at 10.
10:10. That's right. I knew that. I was going to ask you about that before you left, but thank goodness I stuck my foot in my mouth. And all right. Well, thanks for getting us up to date on
thank
everything
you.
Here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.